Michigan's 2020 ballot may include a proposal to protect gay, lesbian, trans, and queer people from discrimination. The Fair and Equal Michigan campaign has submitted language to a state board. If that proposed language is approved, the campaign can start gathering signatures to get the issue on the table in Lansing. With us today are two members of the Campaign Leadership Committee. Selma Tucker is a vice president at Public Sector Consultants in Lansing. Selma, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, April. Good to be here.
And also with us, Dr. Joe Schwartz, former Republican congressman from Battle Creek. Dr. Schwartz, good to have you.
Thanks very much. Nice to be with you.
Selma, can I start with a question to you? Why is the corporate community interested in this issue?
The corporate community is interested in this issue because it's just sort of basic housekeeping. These are folks who are really concerned with making sure that we can attract top talent and making sure that we can retain the talent that we have. We are operating in a fairly tight job market, which makes these things really evident for employers and people who are seeking jobs, that people need to be able to go to work without fear of reprisal. They need to be able to go to work to know that they can show up and do their job, and they can collect the earnings that they have that they've contributed to, and they can do that without fear of retribution because of who they love and how they spend their personal life.
It's been decades since a proposal of this kind got some serious consideration from lawmakers or voters. Why now?
Well, why now? Why now is a really good question. It's been 37 years, I understand, 37 years since this was first introduced. And as I understand, it was actually introduced by someone by the name of Jim Dressel, who was a West Michigan Republican, some 37 years ago, and said our Civil Rights Act should also include sexual orientation. And some 37 years later, I'm 33 years old, and the Michigan citizens have been patiently waiting for this to finally manifest and show itself in our statute. So now is the time to do it, because justice delayed is justice denied. And in order to make sure that our community feels as whole as possible and we are treating people equally and fairly, these are protections that need to be extended to the LGBT community.
Joe Schwartz, the proposal would expand the Elliott-Larsen Civil Rights Act. Now, right now, the language of that act prohibits discrimination on the basis of religion, race, color, national origin, age, sex, height, weight, familial status, or marital status. How should that language be changed?
How should it be changed? Well, you read the list. You read the shopping list for the original Elliott-Larsen Act from 1973 from Representative Daisy Elliott, a Democrat from Detroit, and Representative Mel Larson, who I believe was from Oxford in Oakland County. We have to bring it up to the 21st century. We have to do what is right. This is a no-brainer. LGBTQ people, LGBTQ as a category, should be included in the Elliott-Larsen Civil Rights Act. And just as was just stated, we cannot have any discrimination on that basis in the workplace, and I believe this would cover that issue as well as statute can cover anything, and it should go through the legislature. I fear maybe there'll be some problems, and it will have to go before the people, and if it does, the people should vote very, very strongly in favor of it.
Right. If there are several ifs on the table right now, if the proposed language gets approved, if enough signatures are gathered, and, you know, then there is that possibility of either lawmakers in Lansing dealing with this or a referral to the ballot. Joe, if it does go to the legislature, how certain are you that a body under Republican control would support it? Michigan's Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey is not a fan.
I'm not certain at all. They may not. They may not. That's why they're doing a petition drive. I don't believe they'll have a whole lot of problems collecting the 340,000-odd signatures. And if the legislature decides not to take it up and pass it, which then would make it law, and they would not have to go to the people, there will have to be a referendum. And there very well may be in November of 2020. And I believe if there is, it will pass. I would hope that the members of the legislature who might have opposed this before would examine their conscience and understand that this is the right thing to do and it simply should be done. Remember, Governor Snyder did something very similar vis-a-vis state bureaus and departments and employees just prior to his leaving office, but it covered only state employees.
I do wonder how much the political and social climate of Lansing has changed. Selma, you're a gay man. You live and work in the political world of the state. Do you think there's been enough change in Lansing that this ballot initiative would get a majority?
Well, I don't know if there's been enough change in Lansing, but I can tell you that in Michigan, the changes in hearts and minds in this state have been really remarkable. I'm doing this from a personal standpoint. My company, even though I work in a policy world, and I work in Lansing, and it's a nonpartisan shop, I'm fortunate to go to a company every day, to go to an organization every single day that wants me to show up and do good work for them and do good work for my clients, and that is what they're most concerned about. But that could all change tomorrow. That could change in a heartbeat if my employer, for whatever reason, said that, you know, they didn't like the fact that I happened to be in love with another man. That then they'd say, hey, you know what, we don't want you working here anymore. And I think that when you talk to Michiganders and you ask them, is it okay if people go to work every day and are doing a fine job and are doing what they need to do, should it be okay to fire them because of who they love? And I think most Michiganders would say no, which is why the polling for this is so incredibly strong. And people go on a journey. You know, this whole country has been on a journey. But I think this matter is pretty well solidified in the hearts and mind of Michiganders. And if Lansing isn't ready, I'm pretty sure the state of Michigan is.
Tell me about some of the people who've joined in the coalition to get behind the fundraising, to get the ballot, to get the signature gathering off the ground.
Sure. It is it's a diverse body of people that includes someone like me, a gay black man from West Michigan who works in Lansing. And you've got Representative Schwartz on the phone with us here today, a West Michigan Republican as well. These are things that cross boundaries, and they cross our political lines because they are inherently personal. And, you know, folks have to search their conscience and they have to search their heart and ask themselves, is it okay that our law permits someone to say evict you because you are transgender, to say, you know what, I don't want you living in this house anymore. If I'm your landlord, I don't want you living in this house anymore because I disagree with who you love. I don't think that anybody who's hearing this conversation, most people hear that and say that's not okay, and they might be surprised to know that it's perfectly legal in the state of Michigan. And those anyone who is interested in correcting that wrong, and extending those protections so that they are fair and they are equal with everyone else, I think that those are the people who have signed up, and that's why you're seeing the business community come out so strongly. You see Priority Health, you see Consumers Energy, you see DTE Energy, you see Herman Miller, you see a great cross section of our titans of industry and our small businesses who are saying, guys, we just got to get this done. It's about time. It's good housekeeping. We're a modern state, and this one's fruit on the ground.
Let's suppose for a minute that this ends up on the ballot in front of voters next year. There certainly have been times when anti-gay ballot proposals have drawn in a certain kind of voter or a certain kind of primary voter. I'm curious to know how something like this might affect the larger ecosystem of what's on the front burner for elections this year.
The ballot proposals in Michigan are way down ballot, as you know.
Right.
They're pretty much at the end of the ballot. So people first are going to have to be interested enough in the issue to get there when they vote. And that doesn't always happen. There's a fall off between the top of the ballot and the bottom of the ballot. But I think this is a good issue, and I believe a great majority of Michiganders will do the right thing. And the time has come to do the right thing, and LGBTQ people should be included in the Elliott Larson Act. It's as simple as that. And to try to parse it and to make it more complicated than that gets us somewhere in left field where we don't need to be. It should be a part of Elliot Larson. We will have the opportunity, I'm quite certain, in November to vote on that issue. And I just hold as a consummation devoutly to be wished that the legislature would save us having to have it on the ballot in the fall, but I'm not in any way certain that that will happen.
These days, we're much less likely to hear outright opposition to gay rights and much more likely to hear arguments surrounding conservative voters' religious beliefs that expanded civil rights for LGBTQ folks might constitute an infringement for people who believe that humans are meant to be exclusively heterosexual.
They will do that, but that's nonsense. It will not.
Thank
it's
you.
Very clear that it will not. But that will be an argument that's brought up. If you run out of logical arguments in opposition, you come up with illogical arguments in opposition, and that is an illogical argument.
Joe Schwartz, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
And Selma Tucker, thanks to you as well.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Selma Tucker, Vice President at Public Sector Consultants, and Joe Schwartz, a former Republican congressman from Battle Creek. We'll continue to follow this topic all through the season.